This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory to the church and 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 glory to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. According to his power that is at work within us. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. According to his power that is at work within us.
To him be glory in the church and glory in the church and glory out all generations throughout all generations and glory in the church and glory out all generations to all generations and glory in the church as in Christ Jesus.
Now to him who is able to.
The next segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Quay and presented by Julian Amo.
He gave his mercy for our mess. He gave his grace for our disgrace. He gave his precious blood for our bad deeds. He gave his best for our worst. He gave up his glory for our glory story. He gave up his might for our plight. He gave up his right for our blight. He gave up even his name for our shame. The blessed Lord became the accursed thing. The Son of God became the Son of Man. The Creator became the Creator. The Donor became the Donated. The Victor became the Victim, but still the Victor. What a Savior.
Our daily devotional series, and I hope we are all ready to listen to the message we have for you this morning. I am your regular host, Sandra Ahia,
And with me here is our own Pastor William Opondankwa. Please, you're welcome.
Thank you.
As you all know, we are on Listen. We're just capturing Jesus' teachings in the Great Controversy. And our main text is from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. It reads, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And for today's lesson, it says, many kinds of rest. Matthew chapter 11 verse 29 tells us that, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Many kinds of rest. How does taking his yoke bring rest to our souls?
We are looking at Jesus' teaching and the Great Controversy. And today we are looking at many kinds of rest, as you rightly said. And Jesus calls us with the text you read for us in Matthew 11:29, that, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you find rest for your souls." And the question, as you asked, how do we find this rest? I think as we go through it, we'll get to know there's many kinds of rest and how Christ wished to give us this rest. So looking at this passage, you could see someone will say that maybe it's a larger theme Jesus is calling us all to come to him, so he will save us or free us from the enemy. But it also have a personal undertone or a personal dimension to this call. It's like individually God is talking to us to come to him. So personally or individually, he wants to save us, and he is talking about giving us rest for our soul. Looking at the words he used, seems more that Jesus uses, he used some of the words from Jeremiah. These words came from that of Jeremiah, whereby Jeremiah told the children of Israel that if they return to God, they will find rest for their souls. It's the same picture Christ presents to us, that if we come to him, he's willing to give us rest for our soul. If you look at the concept of rest, what is rest? It's something which permeates through scripture, or it's rich in scripture. Scripture talks more about rest. After God finishing his creation, the seventh day, the Bible tells us that God rested from all that he has done, from Genesis chapter 2, 1 to 3. And these, he ushered in the Sabbath rest for mankind, that every Sabbath, when we enter the Sabbath, is supposed to be a blessing unto us. That's a rest God gave in creation. And also, if you look at God's dealing with the children of Israel, you get to hear they having this kind of rest. So they were having this annual rest per their feast. During their festive period, they were to have certain rest, days in which they were not to work. It was to be a rest for them. And also, there was the Sabbath. The seventh year was the Sabbath of the land. That was when these farmers do not work on their lands, so that the lands also rest for a year during the seventh year. That was what was going on when God was moving with the children of Israel. And every 50 years was also talking about the jubilee. It was also a free year for slaves. So you could see that the idea of rest, we find it more in the OT and also in the New Testament, whereby God do mention the idea of rest. So rest is very important. But how do we get to appreciate this kind of rest? How do we find this rest for our soul that God talks of? If we look at God's dealing with his people, we saw that God assured them of his presence, that my presence will lead you. If you are in tune with me, my presence will lead you, and I'll give you rest. And this rest, you could see that they had rest from attacks from enemies. So there was rest from attacks from their adversary. You could see they have that freedom. Their enemies were not attacking them, so long as they abided in Christ, or they rested, or they allowed God to lead them, they were having this kind of rest. So first of all, we could see
this rest brings about God saving us from our adversary, our enemies. And also, he saved them from their enemies. So they were at peace. Their enemies were not coming in to attack them. And this is the rest God gives. And I was talking about it, he relieving them from their people. So God, when they God gave them the land he promised, that promised land, he gave them rest. For the first years, they were at peace. There were no nations coming in to attack them. So they were at peace with their God. God gave them that rest. And also when they returned from captivity, we find the aspect of God still giving them rest. So you could see they were at peace with themselves. So this rest brings about this inner happiness, knowing that your enemies are not coming in to attack you, God delivering his people. So this rest also, we could see it's in their dealing with strangers, how they accepted strangers, and also how they lived with their family, whereby they were at peace with them. So this is the kind of rest God gives. In the opposite, looking at we living without the rest God gives, you could see when these people went into captivity, they were not at rest because they were struggling. They were being burdened because they were in captivity. And also, we see that rest as itself escapes the wicked. They are always not happy. They are always troubled. And this is how these wicked go through their life. And also, these wicked people, the rest they can find is death. That's the only rest assured them. That's the only rest they get. And the Bible warns us, if we don't stand on the side of God, a day is coming, there will be trouble. So talking about the rest Jesus gives, it gives us inner peace within ourselves. We are not troubled by our enemies. Things at times may be tough, but inwardly we are happy. There is peace. There is no conflict in us. So within us, you could see that we enjoy a perfect peace. And this is the kind of rest God gives. And Jesus only is the one who gives this rest. And this rest is like a generous package from our maker Jesus Christ. He's telling us, come to me, I'm giving you this rest. And looking at our work, God says, use this work, go through your daily activities, but the seventh day I want you to pause. Don't go into your work. Think about me, reflect about me, so that you can build yourself. This, it gives inner peace within, and then this is the kind of rest God gives. So the Sabbath, it's a time for us to be in tune with our God. And it's a rest we get in Jesus Christ. So he also gives us this rest in which God assures that he will restore us if we give ourselves fully to him. So there is this assurance that when we come to Jesus, he will give us this inner peace. And finally, we do believe he will come and he will take us home, where we will enjoy this rest forever and ever. And that is the rest we get from our Lord and Savior.
Indeed, I believe this is what we all will do from now on. Let us take his yoke so that he will bring rest to our souls. Dear friend, I believe you never miss this for anything. Let us focus on Christ, and may his will be done in our lives, but not our will. May the good Lord have mercy. Indeed, God bless you all.
Blessed Jesus.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, Our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
When I promised you, you could trust in me. I meant every word that I said. You know I understand what you're going through. You don't have to face the night all by yourself. Just come, come to me. It hurts me when you cry. Such a lonely place, and you don't feel you're where you belong. It's in those times I wish you would talk to me. 'Cause if you're weak, my
is the moment of truth.
Watching for you and for me.
You are welcome to the moment of truth. I am your humble servant, Adjumai Quartin Ransford. Today's sermon is entitled Adam's Way or Christ's Way. I trust that by the grace of the entire God, you are doing good. It is by His grace that is why you and I are breathing. We have no hand in it, friend. We have no part in it. It is purely by His grace. So if you and I are breathing today, it is just by His grace. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the day you've given us. As your children has come under your throne to listen to your word, we humbly ask that you fill us with a double unction of your Holy Spirit, so that we live our lives according to your word, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. In the beginning, God created Adam and Eve. So when God created Adam and Eve, He gave them the opportunity. So God gave Adam and Eve the opportunity to live in the Garden of Eden. But the unfortunate thing happened. Adam sinned. And so when you read Romans chapter 5 verses 14, please let's listen to the word of God. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned, according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of human who was to come. So we can see that after Adam and Eve have sinned, sin continue to reign from their generation to our generation now. So the question is, which way are we going? God gave Adam and Eve a way, is to obey him, not to go and eat the fruits in the midst of the garden. But Adam and Eve chose to go their own way by listening to the serpent. And to that, it led to sin. Now, when we listen to the voice of Adam, it is another way. And when we listen to the voice of God, it's also another way. And so this morning, and so today, our message will let us know which way we are going. Which way we are going. I want you to ask yourself, which way are you going? Are you going on Adam's way or you're going on Christ's way? So in Romans 12, 5 verse 12 to 19, we're going to make some small analysis from here. And at the end of this analysis, you and I, we shall know where we are going. In Romans 5 verses 12, the Bible says that, therefore, just as through one man, sin entered. Just as through one man, sin entered the world. And death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because of sin. And so, in Romans 5 verse 12, the key thing over here is that through Adam, sin entered the world. And through Christ, there was a sinless world. And so we can see the first dichotomy between God and Adam. When we listen to God, we live in a sinless world. That is when he comes to take us again, we are not going to encounter sin again. But when we still want to live in Adam's way, we will continue to dwell in sin. And in through him, when you read the verse 14 also says that, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even on over those who had not sinned, according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. And so the key thing I want us to also point it out over here is that through Adam, sin also reigned, or death also reigned. By his transgression, we lived in death. But through God, grace of our entire God overflows on us. When we say to go by God's way, we are going to live in his grace and we are going to inherit his eternal kingdom. And in verse 16, the key thing in verse 16 says that he brings, through Adam, he brings condemnation. Through Adam, he brings condemnation. But the good news is that through Jesus Christ, there is justification. So when we walk on the ways of Christ, we are sure that we are going to be justified. When we walk on the way of Adam, there is going to be condemnation to us. And so another thing I want us to look at is that when we also go by Adam's way, there's also another thing, key thing that we should also notify. Through him, death existed. Through him, death existed. And through Christ, there is life for all of us. Life will reign for you and for me. And that is to say that if as Christians as we are, if as God's children as we are, if we live under the throne of God, if we live just as God wants us to live, by his grace, we are going to inherit life. But when we decide to go on the Adam's way, there is going to be death for you and for I. And I also want us to look at the last thing over here. The last thing it says that through him, there is condemnation to all. The first one was condemnation to Adam. But now, there's condemnation to all. So when we decide to move on Adam's way, that means whoever lives under the way or goes on the way of Adam, there's going to be condemnation. He or she is going to be condemned. But when we decide to go on the other way, which is Christ's way, there is going to be eternal life. There is going to be eternal life to all. So all those who accept Christ today, all those who live just Christ wants us them to live, just Christ wants us to live, there is going to be eternal life for all of us. Beloved friend, as you have seen, there are two ways in this world. All these two ways leads to an end. One will lead you to eternal condemnation, and one will lead you to eternal life. I want to suggest to you this morning that as we prepare to meet our coming King, let us all live under God's way, under God's throne, so that we will have eternal life. And when He comes, surely you and I are going to receive His blessings. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We pray and ask that as your word has come to your children, we prepare our hearts so that we meditate upon these words and to live and to make decisions for you, either to live by your way or to live by the Adam's way. And you have made us to know that when we live by the Adam's way, there's going to be condemnation for us. So we pray and ask for strength that we will live on your way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ have we prayed. Amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.
Thank you.